Welcome to the Reseller Entrepreneur, the podcast for reseller hobbyists eager to turn reselling into a successful business. Learn from Mike and other reseller entrepreneurs as they share their experiences and tips on running an online business. Here's your host, Old Fashioned Mike.
Thank you for joining the show. This is episode number 48, and I'm just going to run right into this because obviously this is a very uncomfortable subject. But this week, my account was restricted. eBay restricted my account. And I'm going to step up and take ownership for this a little bit because I should have, in some ways, known better, given society today and how anybody can get canceled for the stupidest of things. But let's just jump right into it. Very, very uncomfortable subject for me today. So let's go back to February of this year. I switched over from clothing to postcards. And the reason why I did that, I mean, there's a million reasons why I did it, but one of the things you run into a lot in clothing is you get something called a Vero complaint. And Vero is basically saying it's a verified, I don't know what it means. But anyway, so if you sell stuff that's fake, like a Louis Vuitton bag or something like that, that's fake, you know, that's a Vero violation. And if you do that, certainly if you do it more than once, you probably get arrested. But if you do it once, then eBay can suspend your account and they can do it for a few days or a few months or maybe even completely forever. So in the postcard area, they have an area called cultural ethnicities, and they have Black Americana, they have Native Americana, they have religious things, you know, that kind of thing. So my violation could have been avoided. Actually, could have been avoided, probably should have been avoided. One of the issues that you have, though, with these subject matters is that they're subject to interpretation as well. And unfortunately, my interpretation doesn't count as much as their interpretation. And I get that and I own it and it's fine. But anyway, I put up back in February when I switched over, I did a bulk load of postcards. And in that bulk load, I had two cards that were probably questionable and I got warned for them. And you know what? I pulled them off immediately because they were right. It's probably, you know, probably against better judgment to put those on there. They weren't overtly racist, but let's just say they weren't not racist either. So anyway, caught it, went through my inventory to make sure there weren't any of those left, and there weren't, and cause I didn't have that many in the first place, but, usually I just either throw them out or sometimes I just stick it in a bulk load to somebody else who wants it, whatever. But most of the time I just toss them because frankly, that's not worth losing your account over $15. And certainly don't want to offend anybody either overtly or inadvertently, do that. So anyway, I pulled them down, and you know, forgot about it. So fast forward last week, I had a postcard. It was an expensive postcard from a well-known artist, and it was of a Black family having Thanksgiving dinner. And the father was a hunter, and he was bringing in a turkey that he just killed, obviously, and bringing it for his wife and children to eat for Thanksgiving. So it sounds kind of innocuous, right? Fine, but it was not right. Not that I didn't catch anything. It's just the fact is that I wasn't attuned to the fact that the dress, the clothing of the mother in the card was probably more indicative of the time, but certainly not something that, was well received and certainly violated somebody's, God, there's no easy way to talk about it. This is so uncomfortable right now. So sorry about that. What I'm saying is that somebody at eBay said, nah, this is no good. And they said, this is your third time you've done this. We're going to shut your account off for 3 days. And so, wow. Anyway, so the funny thing is if you really knew me as a person, you know that that was something that normally I would be very, very good at catching. I'm a Jew. I'm Jewish. And so when somebody has Nazi memorabilia on eBay, and I mean that in a way, not from a historical perspective, but, you know, this is Nazi memorabilia and I'm selling this because I don't like Jews. You know, obviously I understand, and I try, and I would be irritated with that too. But this wasn't that. What I'm saying is the first two ones that I had, they weren't good. But they weren't overt, but they weren't good, frankly. And I screwed up. But this time I didn't screw up, in my opinion. And even when I got somebody on eBay, from eBay on the phone, and I said, listen, show me this. Tell me exactly what it is with this so I can understand so it doesn't happen again, because I don't want it to happen again, obviously. And she couldn't really tell me. And I'm only guessing what it was. And she was only guessing what it was. She goes, well, I'm not in that department. And so I said, well, get me somebody from that department and we can go through it. And I said, I'll be happy to correct any listings in the future for this. And I said, obviously, if I have to be shut down for 3 days, it's fine, but I just don't want this to happen again. And they couldn't really give me an answer. So I said, well, really what you're telling me then is I need to take down anything of any cultural reference of anything, American Indian, Black, Hispanic, Jewish, anything. I need to take it all down because it's really, if it's there, I don't want to get in trouble. So, so they said, oh, we're not saying that, but here's our policy. And then of course you read the policy. It's very ambiguous in areas. Certainly certain things says that no Confederate flags, get that, very, very black and white, no pun intended there, but, anything that makes fun of somebody. Okay. Get that. I didn't think that this was it. The other ones were, I think. So again, I own that. But you know, it's very squishy. So, I want you to learn from this, through my, error. And so I took everything down. I took those 3 days and I took down anything that could be construed as anything. I had some industrial, farming photos with people that were working in the farms that were black. I took them down. I had some American Indian things where they were doing traditional dancing. I took those down. I just find that having very, very loose rules and things that are subject to interpretation means that eBay or any other platform are going to err on the side of caution. And I'm not saying that there's a problem with that. What I am saying though, is that it's not evenly applied, because if you go onto eBay and you just type in Black Americana postcard, you will see some of the stuff that is very offensive, and it's still on that website. It's still on their site. And even if, when I pointed that out to them and saying, well, listen, how could you violate me for something that wasn't, and you couldn't tell me why, and here you got stuff that's obvious and it's still on there. And by the way, I looked a week later and it's still on there. So the point is that it's not evenly applied. And if it's not evenly applied, you are the one is going to suffer for it. So what I'm telling you is what I did is I said, well, listen, I'm not going to sell in this category anymore. So I'll sell in postcards, but I'm not Black Americana, Native Americana, nada, none, zero. I yanked it all. It came off my stuff, and that's what you should do too, right? Listen, don't sell in it. Do not sell in it. It doesn't make enough money. It doesn't sell enough for you to take the exposure. Just like selling high-end luxury clothing. Also, you don't, unless you're very, very good at authentication, and even when you are, by the way, brands can still go and say it's a Vero violation, even if it's not, right? And by the way, the you have to prove it. They don't have to prove it. They just have to allege it. So you are guilty and proven innocent in this case. And that's just throwing something out there. It's, you know, there's no, eBay doesn't have a duty like the government does to prove you guilty. you have to prove yourself innocent. So, and you're not going to be able to do that. Certainly not in the 3 days. And they certainly am not going to be very, you know, they're going to err on the side of caution that's going to protect them. And I totally understand that. And so it's the best thing for you to do is to just avoid it. So let me tell you how the process goes. So they send you a note, the first violation saying, hey, take this down. It's not appropriate. And then you take it down, or they've already taken it down for you. Then you'll get a second one. And when you get the third one, they say, this is obviously a problem. We're going to punish you for 3 days by taking your listings down. And basically, you can't list anything for 3 days. And your stuff will not be searchable for 3 days. And if somebody has it in their cart or they're a watcher, they could still buy it. But anything else than that, you're basically, we're going to shut you down. And so you get this 48 hours in advance of it actually happening. And the reason why they do that is obviously so you could clean up your listings, but also more importantly is that you're not caught, you know, in a situation where you're already negotiating with somebody, or maybe they've already bought something and they're, you know, they just don't want things, a bad customer experience. And I get that. That's good. It's kind of a good thing that they do that. I kind of wish they did it. I kind of wish they actually did it so they wouldn't push in the 72 hours over the weekend, because that's when you sell the most. But that's how they do it. So the process really is simple. You get the notifications. Just don't delete them. If you see something that could be a violation, understand the violation, call eBay. You know what I didn't do this. The first two is I saw is, oh, these are violations. I know where these came from. That's fine. There are no more there that I know about, and I shut it down. I just deleted them. But you really want to talk to somebody to make sure. It's almost thinking that as a defect, right? When you get a defect, you want to call eBay and get rid of that defect as fast as possible. Treat this the same way, right? Because you get three, and on the third, they shut you down for 3 days, and on the fourth, they shut you down for a week. So be really cognizant about this and take my advice. If you see anything that has anybody of color in it, unless it is totally normal, like it's a postcard of a doctor, you know, or a tour guide, or I don't know what it is, but you know, if anything that be construed, that's just a little bit out of the ordinary, don't list it. You're going to get caught. And, don't be surprised that if you get caught, you're going to get shut down for a few days. And it could be devastating to your business if you don't watch out. And who knows what they do in the fifth violation. They probably shut you down completely. So the point is that do what I do. Don't sell in those areas. Do not sell in those areas. There's too much of an exposure. Now there is something new coming up. It's actually not that new, because it's already happened, but if you sell like Playboys or any kind of adult material, eBay has new rules around that. So, you know, go on eBay and look at those rules, because I don't want to go through those fine tooth comb, because they're a little bit restrictive in this area now. So be very, very careful. Again, this is an area, it's up and coming. That's going to be a problem. Okay. Well, long story short, my account came up today. Everything's fine. And I've taken those 3 days to go through every single one of my listings, and not only online, but also physically, and pulled anything that could be construed. Now, you'd be surprised how many Confederate flags show up in old photographs that are not necessarily the subject of the photograph, but they're in there. And it just, you know, be safe, not sorry. Pull it down. It's not worth losing your account over. So I went through, and that's what I used my time to do, is to go through and make sure there wasn't anything else in there. Anything with any person of color, I pulled and basically tossed it, because it's just not worth it. And which is, by the way, not the desired effect I'm sure eBay wanted. But again, anytime you have something that's subject to interpretation, assume the worst. Assume that you're the one who's going to get screwed over it, not somebody else. Okay. So don't want to be, I got to be blunt here. You know, it's not worth it. Delete it. Get rid of it. Okay. New things. What else is going on? So, you know, as you know, I've been experimenting with ThredUp, and I think I've said this. Yeah. So basically I've taken all the clothing, women's clothing out of my inventory, and I basically sent it all to ThredUp. I sent in 20 boxes, so 30 pound boxes. That's, you know, 600 pounds of clothes, right? Sent it to ThredUp. They're a little delayed because of COVID right now, but, they are going to process it, and I'll report back, the results there. It was far more women's clothes than I thought. And there were most of them, I'd say 90% of them were bought, erroneously because they were in the men's department and they had a neat pattern on them. And I just grabbed them without really, really understanding that they were women's clothes. And once they came here and I listed them because, you know, the work is done, I purchased them. So anyway, ThredUp is going to, I know that most people are saying ThredUp is not as lucrative as eBay, but I need to get rid of this stuff because I don't want to move it. And then we're spending the next week or two consolidating, and to see how much I could fit into a 26 foot moving truck. I'm consolidating down to three areas of my warehouse that should get into that 26 foot truck. So that area is moving smoothly. Another thing, I have finally shut off my Poshmark account. So I am no longer selling on Poshmark, Mercari, or Grailed. And after my inventory, I will no longer be using List Perfectly. Now, that being said, I love List Perfectly. If you're using it and you're cross listing, you know, continue using it because it's a great platform, but it's not an inventory platform. InkFrog is an inventory platform. And as you know, the suspension actually really put this into perspective is that nobody's going to watch after your business more than you are. And eBay has made it that you cannot sell your eBay account to another buyer. Now, of course, I think there's probably ways around that, but you can't overtly sell your account unless eBay gives you permission, and they never give you permission. So that was something, a change from what we talked about in the past. And so what I said, you always have to do your own website. Always. You know, if you're going to cross list anything, you know, include your, if you're going to stay with clothing, even cross list to your own website as well. Now, eBay does have a automatic, integration with Shopify. So, you know, I'm not going to do it in Shopify though, but, I'm going to do Wix cause I know Wix better, and so I'm using InkFrog, which is an inventory platform, and I'm taking steps to make sure that people know when they buy from me that I also have stuff on my own website. And so the reason why I'm doing this obviously is, you know, in the suspension, if my website was completely up and running and I was selling a lot, I would have sold on that platform as well. And, these 3 days off, I did sell stuff on other platforms. I sold some stuff on Bonanza, surprisingly enough, and a ton on Hip Postcard. So it kept me afloat for those 3 days. It just put it into perspective that the more channels you're out there, the easier it is for you to weather the storm when things stupid happen, like your account gets suspended. And you're looking for direct integrations with the platforms. Now, I'm going to tell you this, is that if you're a Poshmark, a Mercari, or a Grailed employee, and you're listening to this podcast, take back to your management that your platform should directly integrate with eBay. I'm going to tell you, because I have 16, almost 17,000 listings now, I couldn't imagine having to delist on that many items. I sell, you know, 400 to 600 items a month. I'm rounding up a little bit, but I'm 400 to 600 a month. That's pretty average. Delisting 400 to 600 items a month is a real pain. It's not sustainable. I've said it's not a scalable business. Using the existing tools, you need to have direct integrations with eBay. And eBay is the monster here. We all know it. Your platforms, the Poshmark platform, the Grail platform, the Mercari platform, sell a fraction of what you sell on eBay. Now, Amazon, you'd say the same thing. Amazon sells a ton more, depending on the area, but they sell a ton more than eBay, right? So if you're an Amazon seller, you know, could you imagine being an Amazon seller and every single time something sold on eBay, you'd have to go in and delist it on Amazon? God, could you imagine doing that? I mean, really, even with a tool that did it automatically for you, like a List Perfectly or Vendu, which are great platforms, but the reality is that they're not integrated directly with, I mean, they rely on a plugin on your browser to delist. And by the way, if you're sleeping, you know, and you sell a lot, it can be very easy, to double sell something. And I have more than once, and because I just didn't delist it fast enough, I don't run into that problem anymore. Especially because I'm not selling a ton on Poshmark and Mercari. I mean, I just never did. I sold some, you know, but I never sold more than maybe 20 or 30 items on all the other platforms combined. Whereas in eBay, you'd sell, you know, 400 to 600. I mean, you know, do the math. Why would you even bother with those other platforms? But, you know, if you are doing with just clothing, you're not going to get 16,000 to 20,000 listings. You're just not. I mean, because, you know, you don't have any, do you have any room to place that many things in your house or in your warehouse? You'd have to have a massive warehouse. And we know, as we talked about scalability, you know, clothing is not scalable. It just isn't. Sorry. You know, sorry to be bearer of bad news. I mean, if you've already gone through and listed 5,000 things, that's fantastic, but that's probably as much as you're going to ever list, and still be able to walk down the hallways of your house, unless you have a warehouse or something else. And, so, you know, you get bigger, you're going to have something that automatically delists. So if you are from those platforms, you're listing, boy, if you really, really want a lot more listings on your platform, integrate with eBay directly, or at least integrate with, you know, make it possible for the List Perfectlys and the Vendus of the world to have an automatic delisting feature, because you are connected via application versus using a plugin, right? But the way of the world is cross-listing, right? And you can do that. You can do that, but it has to be automatic. Anyway, I'm meandering a little bit, but the reality is that, you know, going back to the seller, most of my audience are sellers, and you just have to put your stuff on as many platforms as possible and in an automated way, including your website. So because Poshmark and Mercari can shut you down, eBay can shut you down, Amazon can shut you down, and what do you have left? Boy, that was a downer. All right. So what else is going on? A lot of people are subscribing to the channel on the website, which is great. Thank you very much. And I try to get back to everybody who sends me an email. I'd be glad to look at your store and let you know what I think and kind of improvements I would make, if any. Certainly, just reach out and do that. I've gotten a lot of requests. So if it takes me a while to get back to you, I'm sorry about that. Obviously I do this, when I can. You know, I don't make money from this channel. I do this because I like doing it. So, sometimes takes a little bit longer. Thank you for joining me this week, and I hope to talk to you soon. See ya. Bye.
This episode has ended, but your journey towards turning your reselling hobby into a business doesn't have to. Head on over to oldfashionedmike.com for more information and tips on running a successful reselling business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Until next time.